KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And, of course, all things bikes. Bike Month is coming up, so today that is going to be the main topic. Emily and I are talking this morning with Mark Mueller and Brett Grunemeyer. Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Good morning.
To be here. Yes, all of you, actually.
Good morning.
Yes, we got a full house via telephone this morning, that is for sure. So we were just talking a little bit about Bike Month. We were trying to figure out how long this has been going on. The consensus was a while. No one could come up with exactly, but it's been a while. It has been a while, and there are some fun activities that are going to be coming up shortly. Who wants to tackle it first?
I'd be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark Mueller here. So coming up, there's there's three events I can see that are coming up. One is a group called Tea of Arcata, who I know almost nothing about, is having a social ride leaving the Far North Climbing Gym on K Street in Arcata on May 2nd. Let's see, what time do they have that? 5 p.m. And so they're going to ride around, I guess, it's probably an easy ride because it sounds like it, and then watch a film at a place called Garden Bliss, which is near the on-ramp to going, you know, Samoa to southbound 101. It's on K Street 295. Anyhow, we have all this on our calendar at humbike.org. So, anyhow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's a bike rodeo on May 3rd in Blue Lake, and that's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, kids are welcome and to come there, and families, of course.
Now, but bike rodeo, you'll probably explain it. I always in my mind, a bike rodeo, I always picture, you know, people, you know, with lassos, you know, on bicycles, you know, trying to, you know, rope a calf or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe a politician, I don't know.
Why don't you explain what a bike rodeo is?
Yeah, get them to, like, go their way. Yeah, no, bike rodeo is where you learn bike skills, basically. There's several stations, and first, you know, it's really geared towards children to give them bike skills on the road so that they aren't just starting around every which way. And so you start out with the helmet station, actually, and get either your helmet fitted, or sometimes they have, I don't know if they have helmets offered at this one. Often they do. And so, you know, it might be a place to either get a helmet or at least get the one you have fitted properly, and then there's
it's important to get it fitted properly, because so a lot of times, you know, you see kids with these helmets, and they're like tweaked sideways. It's like, that's not going to help much.
You're hanging off the back of their head or something.
Around backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then there's one of my favorites is the slow race. So, and this is like a balanced skill kind of thing. So the idea is there's about a 15-foot racetrack, and maybe four riders, and they all start at the same time. And the rule is you can't put your foot down whatever else. I guess if you had a low race or recumbent, you could put your hand down. So no putting your hand down if you're on one of those. And you go as slow as you can and try, well, going straight. I mean, you could get to the finish line last by riding somewhere else and then crossing the finish line, but that's against the rules, so you got to go straight-ish. Stay in your little lane, and then the one who gets there last wins.
Nice. I know some people who can stand completely still on their bikes.
Yeah, I can't do that, actually.
I can't either, but I've seen it done. It's like, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. It really is, you know.
I know a lot of people like learn that skill if they've got the step-in bindings and they don't want to, they're at a stoplight, and they're just like, they want to just be able to just stay on their bike, and they're just like, wow, this guy's got amazing balance skills. I could not do that.
Yeah, it's called track stand. I think that's what they call that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there really are a lot of events going on in May, and they really are planned by a lot of different organizations, but the Bike Month Humboldt Coalition has been working together for at least 15 years, maybe 20, maybe more than that, we'll just say a while here in Humboldt to try to put together really a whole suite of events going on in May, because May is the time when, you know, spring is here, people are pulling out their bike from their garage, maybe after the wet winter, not that we had a wet winter this winter, but in the years past, and really just celebrating the bike as a form of transportation and the kind of growing opportunities with more bike facilities happening in more of our communities across Humboldt, and also just a way to for some people to kind of re-engage with using a bike for transportation. So there's a couple bike to work days that are happening, which are a great way for people to shoot for, and it's in order to ride their bike that day, and so those are coming up soon. So the first one is in Arcata on May 7th, and what can people expect?
Oh, on May 7th, well, you could, if you're in Arcata in the morning, you could stop by the Arcata Co-op and get some free food and coffee and things like that.
Nice.
The Energizer Station, and then we'll also have one of the bike shops will be there and provide the emergency tune-ups, or if you got a low tire or something, they can help you out there.
I know that a lot of people really appreciate the bike check in the morning, and as they're getting their cup of coffee and chatting with other cyclists, they can that squeaky brake, they can learn how to fix it and get on their way without squeaky brakes, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's a big hit, and it's a big thank you to all the local bike shops for really supporting Bike Month, among a lot of other businesses.
Absolutely.
And then what happens, there's a noontime rally, right? What happens there?
Oh, yeah, the noon rally on the plaza. This is Brett Gronemeyer speaking. And we have the noon rally on the plaza, and we've got, people show up, and we've got, again, we'll have some snacks there and some competitions. We've got, sometimes we have a bike tire changing competition. We have a best commuter bike competition. People can kind of show off their bikes there. What else do we do?
There's usually a raffle.
We have a raffle. We get prizes from our local bike shops. Donate prizes that we hand out. Usually, kind of safety oriented type prizes. For changing flats or blinker lights, tail lights, things like that.
There also is a very competitive competition to see which kind of business or organization has the most number of people at the rally.
That's right.
And that's usually a nice, healthy competition.
Yeah, in Arcata, I haven't been to a lot of Arcata events. Who usually wins those,
Usually the city of Arcata, but I've been hearing that maybe Fish and Wildlife Service is going to be competing well this year. Little bird told me that, so we'll see.
Well, that's exciting. It's neat when there's more than, when there's competition. And it moves around.
And then the Eureka Bike to Work Day is May 14th, and similar format. And that's usually a really large rally at the Old Town Gazebo at noon on the 14th. And especially healthy competition with seeing all the businesses that folks come out from. And also at the rally, you'll be able to try out putting your bike on the bus. And this has really been successful the past few years. And there were quite a number of people that they had never, they'd been intimidated to bring their bike on the bus and hadn't done it yet, but really got to practice at the rally. And it's really pretty easy. It's just intimidating at first. So a big thank you to Humboldt Transit Authority for helping to bring a bus to the rally to make that happen.
It's nice to do that when you're not in a hurry, when the bus isn't going to leave in 10 seconds and you've never done that before, you can...
And there aren't 20 pastors staring at you while you're trying to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to feel all embarrassed about however short or long it might take you.
And then we should probably forget, we have a new event this year, which is the Bike Month kickoff, May 4th, which is Sunday at the Hikshari Trail. That's 1 to 4 p.m.
That is awesome. And if folks have not checked out the Hikshari Trail, it's really it's a wonderful new addition to our community. And it can really kind of show you what it's going to look like when the trail goes all around all around Eureka. It's a real nice first step there, and I know that, you know, the city of Eureka is pretty committed to doing that as well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and it's super pretty and pleasant out there. There'll be Eureka Natural Foods will be out with some treats and drinks and things for people that are families that are showing up also, and Sport and Cycle will be there offering bike checks too. So there's another opportunity to get out and get fed and get your bike checked out again. I think I'm going to be there with my daughter, most likely. I'm going to bring my bike trailer, and I can run human-powered SAG, I guess, while I'm out there. So
fantastic.
If anybody breaks down or something,
We've talked about the Eureka Bike to Work Day and, of course, the Arcata Bike to Work Day. Do the other communities have these as well, like McKinleyville and Fortuna and Garberville? Are there other Bike to Work Days that are organized?
The short answer is no. But
no.
They can certainly set a date and organize one if they'd like. The National Bike to Work Week is May 12th through the 16th, but we chose the days for Arcata and Eureka because it's the same group of people that are organizing it and running it. So we had to have separate. We'd be spread out too thin if we tried to do it all the same day or same week. But
we would love to expand the reach of Bike Month Humboldt. There are a lot of events in. Especially bicycle rodeos that are sponsored by different organizations, whether it's a city and municipality or a community resource center. So there's a bike rodeo in Lolita and Blue Lake and Willow Creek, as well as one in Arcata and Eureka. And so really expanding kind of the reach of Bike Month across the county is definitely a goal. And the Bike Month Humboldt Coalition has also worked with several cities across the county to proclaim May as Bike Month. And so that's always a way to continue to bring awareness. And hopefully we'll get some more events throughout the county. One that is happening in the northern part of the county, Patrick's Point State Park. The state park is hosting a bicycle day on this coming Saturday. So from 10 to 2, all the park roads in the park will be closed to motor vehicle traffic. And this is really a hit on Newton B. Drury through Prairie Creek Redwood State Park.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that Patrick's Point is doing this, and it's a great just flat ride, curvy through woods. It's a great kind of ride for anyone, and for families, especially on Saturday from 10 to 2. So highly recommend that.
And a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
What a great concept.
So there are so many events going on that we could keep rattling off dates, but definitely encourage everyone to go to humbike.org to see the whole calendar of events. There's going to be a scavenger hunt by bike in Old Town on May 16th, followed by bicycle film shorts on Friday the 16th in Old Town. So there's so many different things for different people.
A lot of great opportunities. Humbike.org for the calendar of events. And let's quickly touch on the Jammy Jog that's coming up.
Yeah, well, the Jammy Jog actually happened on Sunday.
Oh, it happened already.
Yeah. So it happened on Sunday in Arcata, and it was a fundraiser for the Humboldt Bay Trail.
How did it go?
Oh, it was great. It was really fun to see a lot of people, and especially families, out.
So anyone in feet pajamas?
Oh, there was a lot of feet pajamas. I was jealous of quite a few adult-sized onesie pajamas.
Those were my favorites when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love those.
Was pretty cool. But there were lots of hair curlers. There were lots of robes going on and fun space pajamas. And so people had a ton of fun and did a 1 mile and a 5K run walk. And it culminated with a celebration out on I Street, out front of Los Bagels. So it had a great turnout from the community, was a great awareness-raising and fundraiser. It was a fun alternative to, auctions and more just adult-focused fundraisers. This was a really fun family event.
Fantastic. Any idea what kind of funds were raised?
I don't know, but we'll touch base with the Humboldt Trails Council, who organized the event later, and see how that went on that front. But definitely was a success.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah, and the Roadie Parade also happened this weekend. So
yes.
Bike Month was kind of kicking off at the end of April, and so Mark was a part of one of the entries in the Roadie Parade.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, which
we
one?
Had three schools participating. Winship was a big one, Grant Elementary, and Alice Burney, and we all did things like the double donut, banana split, and derailleur chains, which are bike formations, I guess, riding in formations we've devised over the years. And so it was a lot of fun, and the kids seemed to really enjoy it, and I made sure to let other people lead instead of me and Brad Albee always leading, and because it's good to get other people learning how to do all this stuff. It's good, and it's fun. I don't know. I love parades, so it was neat to be out there. And the weather was just the way it is every year, or almost every year. It'll threaten to rain, and then the parade starts, and the weather gets nice. And
yeah.
It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, that always seems to be the case. It really does. Well, yeah. we are just about out of time. Emily, are there any other things we need to touch on before we wrap?
No, this was so much. So please remember to go to humbike.org for all the list of Bike Month events. And thank you very much, Brett and Mark, from the Bike Month Humboldt Coalition, that is really bringing all these events to our community.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's fun to be on.
Mm-hmm. And this conversation on Happy Trails will be archived as a podcast at khum.com and, of course, at iTunes. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.